listening discretion is advised. There will be swearing, inappropriate adult humor, and probably some graphic medical procedures. Listen at your own risk.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are. How many weeks has it been? Anybody counting? Yeah. Is anybody counting? It's been so long,
People have told us, to quit slacking.
Okay, I just have to say one thing, because we're talking about that. Because you mentioned it. Yeah. Because it's true.
It's so true.
So I have to say this, because it's going to be funny when she hears it. Maria, a very close family friend. In the last podcast, I mentioned her as a lady. She was very upset that I didn't mention her.
How dare you?
I know. I'm sorry.
I can't believe I didn't catch it. You just mentioned her like some lady.
I know. Some lady. I'm so sorry. Maria, a close family friend, is very sad that we're slacking. And she's like, excuse me, get on it. She's very adamant about it. So here we are. We're recording. I'm making no promises, though, for how this is, how we're going to keep up with it, because I'm just not. If we've learned anything, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, Piper thinks it's funny.
Piper thinks it's hilarious, because she knows. She's very smart.
So, what are we covering today?
So, this week, we thought we'd talk about the things that people have asked us pertaining to Piper.
About Piper. Basically. Just... curiosities.
And I do want to say, starting out, me and Jesse are pretty open. We don't tend to mind questions.
Oh, no.
Most of the time. There are definitely rude questions, for sure. There are definitely intrusive questions, for sure. But normally, we are very open, and we like to talk about Piper, and we like to answer questions because we like to spread knowledge, because I think that that's important.
100% agree.
Okay. So before we get into this, that is our stance. We are pretty open about answering questions. We're not.
Yeah. If you got a question about P, I'd rather you ask.
Yeah. We're those people.
You know.
Not everybody feels that way.
It. Yeah.
But yes, we feel that way. So I think, and this doesn't just pertain to us, because I know that my mother has been asked this question, which I get, but also feels crazy to me. But what is Piper's life expectancy?
People have asked your mom that?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow. I would have never thought.
I feel terrible.
Maybe not so much for your mom. I mean, I've had people ask me.
Yeah, and I've had people ask me. Of course, I am her mother. I get that. Yeah.
How did your mom answer that? Did she tell you?
I think she answered it like we answer it. But I think that she was not happy about it.
No, I'm sure she was probably upset.
Very taken aback.
Yeah, just taken aback and was, why would you even ask that?
Yeah. And I can't be 100% sure. I know that we talked about it, and I should remember all the details, but I don't. But I do know she was asked, but I do think she was taken aback. And I get it, because she probably doesn't get as many questions
She's grandma.
Or as many, what I consider, intrusive questions.
Yeah, more personal.
Yeah. So that's definitely one that you go, what?
Yeah. I mean, and it's Piper's life expectancy is...
whatever.
Really not any different than anyone else's.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, she still has a seizure disorder, and... that makes things complicated there, because her condition as it stands, I mean, because this actually goes right into another question that I've been asked before. Will she ever get better? And honestly, what she has is what she has. Her conditions essentially aren't going to get worse. Her short gut, we've already dealt with that. That's just something we deal with, her vision, all of these surgeries, her shunt, all of that stuff, her CP. It's not like a progressive disease. It's not going to get worse. Where she's at is where she's at. But she has a seizure disorder, which seizures are very fucking rough because, I mean, essentially, if she has a big enough seizure, it can cause a brain bleed. You can go without oxygen, which causes brain damage, which can lead to having issues in and of itself. But her condition where it's at, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any worse, essentially, from what the doctors have told us over the years. It may seem like it looks like it's getting worse because she's getting older and she's not essentially progressing the way most people would expect. Mm-hmm. So it seems that, you know.
The gap is getting bigger. Yeah, the gap it's is way getting, more yeah. noticeable. So yep. it feels like it's getting worse, but it's not actually.
It's not getting worse. It's just that gap, you know, as she's getting older, it's more noticeable.
Yeah. What you were saying is like, you're right. Nothing she has is progressive. Can they change as she gets older and be different? 100%. Because we grow and we change as humans.
Like, everybody does. Everybody. Yeah, I'm like, even a normal person, your vision as you get older changes.
Yeah. And, you know, and seizures can cause death. That could shorten her life. But there's no timeline. There's no guarantee. There's no nothing. Like, that's just, could happen.
She has this disorder, so her life expectancy is only to be, you know, 25 to 40.
I mean.
No, like, nobody's ever said anything like that to us.
Yeah.
But we are aware that, yes, having a seizure disorder plays a part. Like, she.
Yeah. Honestly, to me, it's kind of like, you know, you could die getting into a car.
You could die getting into a car. Stroke out at work, going up the stairs to pull apart. Like, it's really no different.
She could die from a seizure. That's very real. But
it is. It's real. But it's not like something that, you know, if she makes it past 15 or 20, you guys should consider yourself blessed. Because there are a lot of people that have individuals in their families that, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to give you the hard news now. And, you know, this person may not make it past 10 years old.
Yeah, they have timelines.
They have kind based of time, on what based they on have. Their diagnosis and what they have and stuff like that.
Yep.
And, you know, hey, 10 years comes and goes and they're still around. It's like, great, you proved us wrong. Like, you know, they're just telling you that from their gathered knowledge and information.
No, for sure. It was, I'm going to try to explain this the best I can for people to understand. So we have a friend and she had a niece. She was very young. I don't know how old, but we're like probably less than 10. Not sure. But she had asked her aunt, because they've met Piper, she's been around and stuff, but like, she had asked her aunt if Piper was born the way she was because of drug usage, basically.
Asking if someone had...
Basically, did I do drugs? Yeah. And that's why Piper is the way she is. And she only asked that question because she has a very complicated history. So that's a world she kind of comes from.
Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of the background she came from. So it's like,
and you're a kid.
Could that have been an option? Because
yeah,
it could have been.
Well, no, agreed. 100%. That definitely could play a part into all sorts of stuff. But she didn't know because, again, that's the world she lives in. So the only fathomable reason for
her to think like Piper has issues
because I did something that made her this way. Yeah. So no, she didn't ask that directly to me. She did ask her aunt, who was our friend. And I'm going to say I am not offended at all. That's not, again, I know that she
it's just curiosity and didn't understand.
Because again, she was young. She's lived in a world that like, you know, she only had the information she had.
If babies have problems like that, there must have been drug use. Like,
yeah, she, yes.
That's what she knows.
Yeah, but she did tell that to me and she's like, no. So I had to explain to her, like, you know, there's lots of reasons why babies and children are born certain ways and have certain things. And that's not always the case.
You know, just like me and all my siblings, I mean, there definitely could have been some shortcomings with me and all of my siblings.
That, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because there was serious drug use involved during pregnancies with me and my brother.
Yeah.
So it was a valid question.
Legit, no, you know, agreed. I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
And she was a child. I understood, like, the thinking process. I got it.
Hey, wait a minute here. What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and honestly, the innocence of a child. They're just going to ask.
This is how you learn. I got it. It's not
I have a question, and I'm just going to spit it out. Like,
yeah.
There is no filter.
The wonders of children. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I know that people have also asked, like, you know, will she, I guess it kind of goes back to, like, will she get better? And she has, I mean, there's capability, like, through physical therapy and occupational therapy and all of these other things, like,
so this is the thing I want to
rest from where she obviously was.
She's not going to get better. Like, her diagnosis will not change in way.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
okay, yes, there are things we can do. Her diagnosis
will not change, but she can progress in her abilities.
Yeah, because, just like anybody, we can learn new things. We can.
Will she ever walk? I have taken the more realistic approach, and I am not going to say never. I would love to see it if at some point in her life that she could be more mobile.
That is a question I have been asked, and which is funny because it's not on our list of questions, but you're right. That's a very common question. Will she ever walk?
And maybe. I mean,
yeah.
There's all kinds of research and stuff going in now, you know, stem cell research and everything. And, you know, I'm not opposed to it. If the research is there and, you know, it shows that it helps, I'm not opposed to it.
If it's
going to possibly give her, you know, a hand in helping her use muscle, regrow muscle, whatever the case may be. But I am definitely not going to be upset if it never happens, because, you know, it's, I've already come to the conclusion that it probably may not.
Yeah. And I think that's what,
on a more realistic level.
And I think that's what we've, you know, as her parents, the most logical answer is, like, no, she won't. And it is not because we
have given up.
It's not because we've given up. And it's not because we don't do all the things that could teach her to walk. It's not because we haven't given her the tools. It's not because we're not doing the things to get her there. But ultimately, as her parents and knowing who she is, it's not
who she is and her current capabilities.
Yeah.
Do not suggest that to be a
right.
logical.
Right. And that's okay. Like, we're fine with it. Like, listen, she's not going to walk.
She is who she is.
And it's not a big deal.
We don't love her any less for it.
Right? Like,
I mean, honestly, that is okay. I mean,
I hate when people look down on you when you're like, she's not going to walk. They're like, well, but you don't know. And it's like, listen, I know what you're saying, but shut up. Like, I don't ever say that. But that's how you feel. Like,
just. Sometimes it can get frustrating because it almost, sometimes it can come off like people almost try to sound like they know Piper better than we know her.
Right.
And it's like, motherfuckers, you're not the ones getting up with her at 2, 3, 4 in the morning or dealing with her where she's puking and she doesn't even have the muscle control to keep her own head up so that she can vomit properly and not aspirate. Like, and you guys are talking about her walking. And I don't think they understand how much muscle control it takes, because it just comes second nature. You think about getting up and walking out of a fucking room. Well, and just
muscle mass. Like, you have to have.
Well, yeah, you have to have the muscle mass
to hold you up. Like, yeah.
And I mean, I don't think they put a ton of thought behind that. No. That it's like, you know, her leg muscles are essentially like non-existent because she's not actually able to use them to strengthen them. Well, people get up and just walk whenever they want, and they don't even think, like, how long have you been walking? How much of, you know, even if they're like, oh, I'm out of shape, whatever. Yeah, but you can still get up and walk because you have that muscle mass, and you've been, it's not as easy.
Yeah. It's second nature to them.
Because it's taken for granted.
Yeah.
It's just like people that can hear and see. You know, it's, well, I think it's harder for them to understand.
And you know what's funny, though? And I know that this is not like a straight across comparison. I understand that. But it makes me laugh because it is so funny. Because when somebody tells you they cannot whistle, what is the first thing you do? You try to help them whistle. Yeah, and they're like, listen, like, my whole life I haven't been able to whistle. And you're like, well, I'm going to be the person
that breaks that.
Teaches you how to fucking whistle. Like, I know it's not a straight apart, like straight across comparison, but seriously, like.
For me, it was growing up, everybody I knew could make themselves burp. To this day, I still cannot make myself just swallow air. Everyone's like, you just swallow air. Like, what are you fucking talking about? You're breathing. So you're saying just breathe. No, you swallow it. I'm like, what do you mean you swallow air? Like, what? I don't get it. I can't do it.
I know. It's funny because I can. Yeah, I can.
I know. I can't get it. I get it.
No. Sitting on the opposite side of you. Like, yeah. No. And you're right. That's exactly how people would describe it. Just swallow air. You're like, I don't understand.
I don't fucking get what you're saying. Swallow air. And I've tried it. And I'm like, I swallowed it like I would just swallow a drink right now. Like,
oh my God, it's
why
so funny.
Is it not working? Like, what is, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Oh God, so funny. Oh, let's find the humor in it.
I think probably the biggest one for me, and that's upsetting, is, you know, when people ask if she's retarded.
The question is, are you upset because of the wording they're using? Are you upset because they're asking? Like, I don't know if there's a difference.
I'm not big on the wording, honestly.
Yes, because we've talked about this is not an okay word. Don't say it. Yeah, if you think you can say it,
no,
you can't say it. Don't say it on any plane. It's not okay.
It's, yeah, not okay.
Let me just put that out there right now.
No, it's usually because they have seen her or interacted with her on a very limited basis,
mm-hmm.
and have gotten no kind of engagement response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just kind of sitting there hanging out, not doing much. And it's like, oh, well, is she retarded? Is she a vegetable? And it's like, fuck no. She's probably smarter than you are. Like, it's so offensive because it's like, just because she's not engaging with you at this current moment, you're going to dub her quote unquote retarded.
Yeah.
Which, again, I do not like that. It's
I know. We're saying for the sake of the story, not because we use that word.
Yeah. I'm like, this is not a word that I use.
Yes. Yes.
I have even brought it up to guys at work that will use it. And I'm like, you guys should probably say something else. And
I've had that conversation before.
Everybody except one person has gone away from using that word around me. And
well,
the person that keeps using it, he's an older guy. And
you can't make people change their ways.
Whatever. You know, I just don't let it get to me.
You can only educate.
I'm like, because it is. It's looking back on it, because I used to be one of those people. Like, even
growing up as a teenager? Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
everything. Oh, dude, that's so retarded. Or,
you know, I get it.
And it's such a derogatory term. It really is. Oh, bless you. Big sneezes. Oh, there's another one. Big sneezes.
No, but agreed. You're right. As time's gone on, we've learned it's not okay.
You know, a derogatory term for homosexuals, calling someone a faggot. Like, you can't say that. That is horrible and derogatory. And, you know, for years and years and years and years, people have just used it as a slang term. And it's like, you guys should not be so comfortable in using that. Like, it's not right. But that's one that definitely I get extremely defensive extremely fast. 0 to 100. And I'm like ready to punch you in your face. And maybe she just doesn't want to talk to you. Maybe she's doing what everyone in the rest of the world wishes they could do.
No, for reals.
And get away with it without being like, you know, oh, well, it's okay that she doesn't want to engage with you because she's retarded. No, not because, well, you seem like a douche and I don't want to fucking interact with you.
You're a tool.
Right? Like, you're a tool. And yeah. So that is probably my biggest one that just irks me.
I've never been asked that, so I don't know.
Are usually like curious questions, and I get it. I mean, I guess you could be curious, like, "Hey, is she retarded?" You know, like,
well, don't use that word. I'm still in the no wagon. Like, there are lots of a million other ways. Even asking like, "What's wrong with her?" which I still don't love, but I understand like that's a very easy route to go.
When you're gonna generic.
Ask. Yeah,
it's a very generic. Probably a generic safe.
Like feels,
What is wrong with her? Because a lot of people aren't going to be like, "Oh, so what is her diagnosis?" Like, what is
right? And you know,
that's more of like people that are in that realm with us that understand, you know, or a nurse or a doctor, somebody that's going to see past that.
No, for sure, I get that. I've never been asked that, but even when people say it in a way that isn't that way, I'm always like, "Hey, by the way, that's probably not okay to say that word." And they go, education, whatever.
And then, like I said, I still do it at work. Most of the time, the guys at work are, because it's one of those things. Again, it's so comfortably used.
Yeah.
And just nonchalantly.
Yeah. You're not thinking about
out
there. It.
And then if I'm around, immediately after it's come out of somebody's mouth, they look at me and they're like, "Bro, I'm so sorry.
I did not.
Yeah, like,
Well, good. I mean, at least they're learning.
But yeah, because they know.
It's what it is.
It's like, you using it automatically offends me because it's like, that's how I feel.
I gotcha.
I'm justified. That's how I feel.
But, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's one of those things that. You can't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you were a 95-year-old senile person that could just pop off and be like, you know.
And say all the things. All the things
that you're not supposed to, that you can get away with being a senile old person. Oh, yeah. Man. But no, we're trying to educate people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if someone was curious and wanted to ask if, does she have any mental handicaps? Like, does she have any learning disorders?
But again, that's like not in people's regular day vocabulary, exactly. Which is
because there is no education to it. People still don't want to fucking talk about it.
I know. We're getting there. It's a slow road, but you know what? We'll just keep trying to chug forward, and that's all we can hope for, right?
Yep.
I actually got asked, and it just, oh man. I got asked when Piper was probably 5. Okay, 5. The age is important, people. 5. If she was ever going to work. She's 5. What fucking parent do you ask, is your 5-year-old going to work one day? No one. No one ever will ask an adult if their 5-year-old's going to work one day. Okay? Listen, I understand. I could see the gears turning and there's some, I don't know, you're just wondering. I don't know why you're wondering. You're a complete stranger. This is a complete stranger, by the way.
Not even someone that is going to be around from time to time. Like a complete
Why is that important to you? Why is that the question you needed to ask? Why did that feel important to you? Because you thought that there needed to be another person who was like, as I'm putting in quotes, like contributing to society, because that's what people say. That was in air quotes, by the way, because I'm super sarcastic because it makes me so angry because there are more than one way to contribute to society, and having a job doesn't have to be one of them.
Guess what? Hundreds of thousands of people have jobs that aren't contributing to anything.
Right? Except for the terrible, terrible things in this world. Like, so freaking stupid.
Yeah.
And it makes me so mad every time I think about it because I'm like, she's 5. I don't know. She's fucking 5. I mean, I almost understand the question if she's like 20, maybe. But still, it's an intrusive question if you're a complete stranger and have no idea what's going on.
So I was trying to explain to some of the guys that I used to work with years ago because one of the guys had asked me, Will she ever like learn to read or write? And I'm like, she is technically nonverbal. She might be able to read, but she won't be able to probably read out loud. like read a book out loud to a class. She might be able to read to herself, but we'll never know because she won't be able to tell us.
That's crazy because I would never say she'd be able to read because her vision's so bad.
I think if we got like how some of her books have really big print. I mean, I think that she could.
I think she's smart enough to read.
Oh, no. When, that's what I mean. Like, I think
she's smart enough to read, but I don't think, in my personal opinion, her vision will allow it. You're right. Really? The lettering would have to be so big and I think so close to her face, which again, you could do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think she's because smart she, enough
she
to read.
She loves to be read, too.
Yeah, loves. Yes, yeah, loves, loves.
She loves to, if you sit down and read a book with her. Yeah, I know you do. But trying to explain, like, that didn't, they didn't understand being nonverbal meant you couldn't read out loud. Like,
well, I think that's
trying to explain that to him. Like, no, she might be able to read to herself.
I mean, right. Read silently all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but she's nonverbal, so she wouldn't be able to read out loud.
Yeah.
So they were like, so she wouldn't be able to read. And I'm like, that's not necessarily.
Not the same thing.
That's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
She won't be able to read out loud. So how do you know if she'll be able to read?
Guess well, I won't.
Technically, I won't.
Well, that's actually not true. I mean, actually not true.
We're working on communication right now. So, I mean,
yeah,
if she could eventually find a way to tell us, like, you know, I know how to read. I can read.
But. Well, even just like answer questions, like, because if she could read something, it's like a yes or no. Like she reads a sentence and you go, OK, in the sentence, did this happen? Yes or no. And she could answer. You would know if she could read it and understand it.
Pet the puppy. And you could ask her.
Who pet the puppy? Yeah, or like, yeah.
Skip. Kick the puppy or pet the puppy?
Yeah.
Oh, he pet the puppy.
Yeah.
Like, then, yeah, you could get an idea that she could read.
Yeah.
I mean, just over the years, I would never be able to remember them all, but.
I know.
Just some of the ones that have stuck out to where it's like, really? But like the one that you just said, like, that's the question you chose to ask is if my five-year-old will ever have a job.
A five-year-old. Like, what planet?
Do you have children?
What fucking planet?
Do any of your children have a job?
Right. Like. Are they going to work? And I understand, like, if you're raising typical kids, most parents, I'm going to go out on a limb, okay? So come at me if you need to. But I think most parents of typical children would say, if you ask them about their five-year-old, go, yeah, they're going to have a job. No questions asked. Well, yeah,
because they're just going to assume that they're going to grow up and get jobs.
They're going to assume they're going to raise well-rounded adults. Who aren't going to do anything wrong, and they're just
a job. They might not get the one that they want, but
guess what? There are lots of people out there whose kids don't get fucking jobs. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now.
I work with people that their only interaction with society is literally to get out of their basement to come to work. That's their only interaction.
Hey, well, they came to work. I don't know. That's interaction.
But like they're. That's it. Like they,
you know, everybody's different, I guess.
But yeah, they are. But for that to be like, I guess, socially acceptable, like,
yeah, you're right. No, that's socially acceptable because at least you're working, so like, you're contributing to society. Quotes.
You're going to work so that you can essentially sustain yourself.
But like, you're right. But like, as like a society, we see it as
for you.
Yes. So ridiculous. I can't. That could be a whole thing in itself. Probably.
That's a whole other podcast.
Moving on.
Yeah. That's a can of worms we're not going to open.
So I did get asked because Piper is female. In case people didn't know that.
Identify her as
female. Listen, I'm not even going into that. Piper is female. Suck it. Okay. Whatever you identify as is your own business and I accept it. It's fine. Piper is female. That is who she is. So in the societal realm, whatever we want to call it, at some point, things are, I'm going to say, expected of females, and that is to start shaving your legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shaving your armpits.
And I did have the question, like, what is going to happen when that comes along? First of all, I understand the curiosity, even though I don't have to love it all the time, but I can understand it. First of all, does it matter? Like, does it matter for her? I don't want her to be more of like, oh, I don't want to say this because I don't like this. But how do I don't want her to be more like socially outcast. And I'm not saying
you
she
don't want her to be like
she's not socially
the weirdo.
Yeah.
Because during summertime as she gets older, if we send her to school in shorts and she's got hairy legs.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, look at Piper. She has hairy legs.
Like, she already has so much against her on Mill Planet. Do I want that to play a part? Second of all, I'm going to worry about that when I have to worry about it.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, no, we'll fucking cross that bridge when we get there.
But for me, it kind of falls under like, it'll just fall under like personal hygiene stuff that I already handle. So we would just figure out how to handle it.
I was asked, you and I had already had the conversation, but I was asked about her menstrual cycles. Like, Is that something that she'll have? Do you have to worry about that? What are you gonna do as a dad? Like, and it was like, bro.
Okay.
I don't want to have this conversation again. It wasn't the most pleasant of conversations with my wife.
Okay. So I just want to say first and foremost, I think this is a super personal topic. And I am not going to say I'm going to say very few things on it. And the one thing I'm going to say on it is there are definitely ways.
Oh, no. And that's what I was going to say. You and I have talked and there are things that we can do.
But we've talked to doctors. Yep, we have talked to doctors. We are all in the steps we can take to help with those situations. It is no one's business what we do for that stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to keep it at that. But you're right. It will happen eventually because she is female. And we have talked about it. And we have talked to doctors.
I only brought it up because it was just, it's one of those questions.
No, you're right.
Are you serious right now? Like that?
No, that's agreed.
What you're asking me?
Like, because you're right. It is a very,
that's one of those questions where it was just like.
Because even us, when we thought about it, was like, it's overwhelming. It's like
it was very overwhelming. When you and I had that conversation, it was like.
Yeah.
Oh. That is a thing.
Yes.
Then it does. It just opens up a whole new realm of things.
You're just like, I don't want to add that.
I don't.
Yes.
But
so, yes, that's, we have talked.
We've talked about it. We've talked to her pediatricians, her doctors.
Yeah. So we do have a loose plan in place for.
I like that. A loose plan. That is
for all
a
the
good
things
idea.
Considering her personal private
which
stuff
honestly because you know the doctors have told us it is a possibility she could go into what is it pre-adolescent puberty or something like that
is that what it's called something I kind like, of feel like that's what it's called
I could don't hold me to it
I know something like something that she like could that. Go into but puberty faster than
normal.
Typical children given
and now that she's 9 years old I'm just kind of waiting for the shoe to drop on this because I'm like
I know
you know I've heard growing up I've known girls that are like oh yeah I started when I was like 9 10 years old or 11 12 years old so I'm like Piper's right there around
I know
that
we're like,
corner and I don't and it just
I got
freaks
you.
Me out
I you know what
because it's gonna be my luck
it's I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it is so funny.
No, I know.
Funny.
It's all over your fucking face how funny you think it is.
Like the first time is going to be on your watch and it's
oh, I'm going to blow up your
phone.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Sorry I'm laughing so loud, but oh, I've never thought about that, but oh man.
I'm surprised you haven't.
Oh man.
I have thought about that since day one. I'm like, you fuck.
You would. Just, you would though because yeah.
I'm like it's going to be you and you're going to be like what do you do? Had you see? My thing is it's like if you were a typical I could.
You have ideas.
I have ideas. I have thoughts. Yes. Like my mom spoke to me. You and I have spoken. Yeah, yeah. You know, like.
But it's different.
Hey, let's. We can go to Walmart or Smith's, and we can pick out what you want, and we can go get ice cream and whatever. Like it can be your day, and I mean, I'll probably still do something like that, but it's going to be just like, oh shit, fuck, really?
You're like Piper, you heard it first.
It's just something that's gonna happen. It's inevitable. But yeah, to be in a place of business at work,
Dad's taking you for ice cream,
even with like a friend or something I'll call him a work friend. So there was some, you know, familiarity and some comfortableness there, but it was like, damn, bro, seriously,
it's like that, a super personal question.
Like that it was like a kidney punch, just like, oh, what? Wow, that out of left field with that. Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha.
But,
And I was just going to say, like, anybody, any person ever. And I feel like we do this podcast and I do have an Instagram and we do share a lot of things. But really, I am, like, for me personally, I'm a super private person.
You're a very private person.
I'm a very private person. Which seems contradictory. Is that a word? Or it seems like a contradiction to what I do on the podcast. But anyways, there is no obligation to answer a question just because somebody asks it, whether it is a stranger, whether it is a family member, whether it is a friend. Oh, yeah, there is no obligation to answer a question.
By any means to answer
because our life is our life and it is personal to us, and we do decide what we share and not share. Yeah, no.
We deem what
that's important to know. So
as far as a question or something.
Even though it feels like I am laying everything out there, because we do talk a lot about things because I do want to talk about them. There are still lots of things that are private because they should be, because Piper is still a human being and she deserves to have things kept private into herself. And
well, yeah, because just like in any other family, I mean, even like with me growing up, it was like, no, this is a family matter. You don't go and blab this out to everyone, all your friends on the school bus and stuff. Like, yeah, not everyone needs to know this.
Yeah. Yeah. So even though we say these things, you know,
there are just some things you don't just go and talk about.
Yeah. No, agreed. And I just wanted to say that because, you know, people have asked things and we don't have to answer all the things. And we don't always answer all the things because it's not everybody's business.
Well, it's just like when she's sick. If she's sick and she has a really upset stomach and, you know, I know that we want to send her to school as often as we can because she loves being there. They love having her there and stuff. But it's just like if she has to worry about vomiting all over herself or having an accident.
Oh, yeah. Because like, you're like, most kids most kids can convey in a way.
Like, hey, you're can right. I go to so, the bathroom
yeah.
or something like that. And it's like, you said earlier, she already has enough going against her. You don't need to have her in a situation that's going to be so embarrassing.
Yeah, even though she doesn't, I have never seen a side of her that
would indicate embarrassment.
That she understands embarrassment.
That's fine.
You're right, but like for us as adults, we can control the situation and make better choices. And she's getting so mad, but I think we're done. Like we're wrapping up, right?
Yeah, we're wrapping
up. Okay, but thank you for coming back. And I'm sorry we've been gone. And again, I can't promise anything because here we are, and this is who we are. So,
thanks for coming back. We love you all,
and we will hopefully talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.